Magic 105.4, I'm now joined by the director of Easy Virtue, Stefan Elliott. Welcome to Magic.
Welcome to Matt. Thank you for having me, Magic.
You're very welcome. Well, let's talk about the film because it's a Noel Coward play, an adaptation.
It is. It started, Coward did a play called The Vortex in the mid-20s, actually, and it was incredibly successful. And he got pretty big for his boots on success after that, I think, and he went off and he flew around from, and he became this big star overnight. And like anyone's sophomore effort, he had to follow it up, and he followed it up with this play, and it was a disaster. It was an absolute disaster. And, you know, he was still fine. He didn't know who he was at that point in time. So it was ripe for taking a lot of the older Coward that he became and putting it over the top on a piece that didn't quite work for him. So it was a real polish, and that was the real aim for us, is to how to bring classic Coward to a play that he'd long since moved on from. And with that meant kind of reinventing it, and I think we've done a pretty major overhaul on this one.
Pretty much. And I think part of the reason for that is your cast.
Yeah.
I mean, we should just name them Chris and Scott Thomas, Colin Firth. You got Jessica Biel and Ben Barnes. I mean, it's a pretty impressive cast.
Catherine, what's her name? I forgot that one. It's just gone. You can take that bit out.
Yeah,
can't you?
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah. I know the cast was funny. You know, people think that, you know, movie making is a horrendous process. People don't realize how difficult it is to actually align all the elements. And a lot of times, we don't talk about this, but basically, the cast members you end up with are not the cast members you originally were hoping to get. It's just where everyone's schedules fall. Occasionally, the planets align, and there was this tiny window of about this big when all these guys were available, and the subcast from Kimberly Nixon and Chris Marshall, I mean, it's fantastic, the planets aligned. And that meant an immediate start, no stuffing around, no rehearsals. This is your window. I went, oh, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. And it was incredibly difficult work because we did so much of it on the fly. But when you've got clout like this on a floor, I mean, your job's three quarters done for you. It was magic.
Yep.
Yeah. Ha! Ha!
Well done. I mean, let's talk about, I mean, this great new talent, Ben Barnes.
Yeah.
Obviously, Barnes-y. Prince Caspian. But
Barnes-y.
A great find.
He's an absolute fine. He's got the thing about Ben is he's now lumbered, like he's got this huge Disney franchise hanging over his head, and it's hard for him. He's going to be carrying a couple of, you know, $200 million movies, and the weight of that on any kid who's just starting his career is enormous. It was important for me, and important for Ben, I thought, for him to take a chunk in an ensemble cast and be part of a bigger picture, and also not carry a movie on his own. So I think for him that was a big stepping stone. But more for that, the thing about acting is they love to put a mask up. It's all about hiding behind something. I really made Ben play himself in this film, which was very hard for him, because they want to immediately try and disguise it. They want to put something on their face or put a funny accent on it. And I said, no, you've got to play yourself. You just be really natural and be Ben. So there's a magic in him in this film. Oh, God, I did it again. There's a magic that just comes out of him that's absolutely pure Ben, and he's an absolute delight.
Well, if this is him actually playing himself in this film, then what a great guy, because it's a great character.
It's a wonderful character, and he's a kid. He's like a big floppy Labrador. He's just absolutely adorable. Mm. We'll see how he is in one or two films' time and see if the Labrador doesn't turn into a Rottweiler, but, you know, anything can happen.
And he's sort of got a choice to make almost, although the choice is almost made for him in the end, between sort of the excesses and an adventure or reality. And I'm just wondering, which side would you fall on? Are you somebody that would just stick with reality, or do you like to take a chance?
No, I'll always take the gamble, always take the chance. There's actually a shot in the film where the whole film flips on its head. It goes from being very, very happy and wonderful and quite fun to something quite dark. And it's a single shot on Ben, which is a push in on his face when Kristen Scott Thomas loses it in the middle of all this madness, and she absolutely lets go. And the film has this huge flip, and it's all on a shot of Ben's face. And I told him last night, the picture turns on one shot of his face when it suddenly becomes quite a lot darker than everyone thinks it is.
Kristen Scott Thomas as well, I must just say. A mother character.
Poor Kristen. It was just so hard for him. It was badgering her for quite a long time to do it. And finally she did it. And she's so absolutely wonderfully beautiful. She's just stunning, and you forget how stunning she actually is. And then she, first day on set, we put her in a bad cardigan and put old lady makeup on and put a grey wig on her head. She was miserable, and she'd walk out of a trailer, and Jessica Biel would be coming out dressed as, you know, as a movie goddess. And poor old Kristen. And then she just crossed this line about a week in. She said, "No, I'm going to go with this." Instead of being angry and pissed off with it, she started having an enormous amount of fun. It was based on her mother and her school teacher, the worst possible characteristics for her mother and a school teacher. And then she just became this fabulous Disney witch. And there was no stopping her once she let go.
She is Cruella de Vil.
She is.
Yeah, very much so. And just before we go as well, I want to mention that the soundtrack.
Yeah. Because
what a phenomenal idea.
It was good, wasn't it? Of anything in this film, I'm more proud of the soundtrack than anything else. And I made a decision this film round, I would not be music-led. I usually start with music before I start writing. I usually start with a musical concept. And this time I said, no, the page is going to come first and Coward's going to come first. Very slowly the music started creeping its way back in. And suddenly I'm doing a 1920s version, barbershop version of The Car Wash. I thought, what am I doing? It's suddenly taken over again. But it's a wonderful listen. I think the album will be every bit as good as the film.
Well, Sex Bomb is my favourite.
You like Sex Bomb?
I love that.
Yeah.
I think it's
Going Gets Tough, Tough Gets Going is my particular fave. Yeah. Closing credits. We're all singing on that, by the way. It's Ben singing, Colin singing, Jessica singing, and I'm singing. Well, we all got on there at the end.
Yeah. I think we should have a bit of a sing song now. So we'll turn off the microphone and move over into the corner. We'll do a bit of Going Gets Tough now.
Let's get going.
Cheers. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.